chinga. But on a man, you are in the baby.
What do you know about that?
A lot.
Oh, you know a lot about it. Oh my God. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul with the DJ Chinchilla that's in the mix, man. We love it. Roberto, why aren't you singing along, my guy? Why aren't you singing along? Why aren't you singing along, my guy?
I wanted to make sure you guys are singing it correctly.
Oh, man. Roberto, thank you so much for joining us. That's on Namibia's Heart and Soul, my guy. Listen. Let me tell you right now, Roberto. I know the two of us, we've had endless conversations before. We've had endless conversations before. But every single time, it's special, my guy. It's special, man. It's special, my guy.
I believe you.
How you doing, my guy?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you guys doing? And how's Namibia? I've missed that place so much.
But first things first, you have to greet our queen, though. You know what I mean? Say hi to Shaquan, my guy.
Shaquan.
Hi.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning. How are you? You sound like my future husband.
Really? Oh.
How
I need to switch up right now. Hi, Shaquan. How are you doing?
Don't do that. No. How's the morning, man? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited. You know, just so amped right now. Having a brand new song is always exciting. Getting people's feedback and reaction is, I think, one of the most amazing things. I'm just hyped right now. I'm good.
So check this out, Roberto. Just let me allow us to give you a bit of a context here. Just a bit of context, Roberto. Every single Friday now, on Namibia's biggest breakfast show, we have newsmakers. We have people that we gossip about these people in our WhatsApp groups, my brother.
And we bring them here.
Okay. And we bring them here. And we take the layers off and we understand who this person is. Do you understand, Roberto?
That is what we do.
And then we thought, Mara, wait, man. There is this person in Zambia who is our brother.
Come on.
Why wouldn't we want to peel off his layers? Do you understand, my guy? So today, we're going to peel off your layers, my man. Roberto, you have to tell us, my man, what are those earlier moments, my man? Where did you school?
Yeah.
Where did you finish your high school? And did you ever go to university?
Okay. I pretty much started my high school, rather my early stages of school in a place called Chipata.
Okay.
It's in eastern Zambia. That's where I was born. On the 17th of December, something. I forgot the year, man. Like, I can't really remember. I don't know. I've got
because we are young forever.
So, anyways, I grew up in Chipata, moved around a bit, and went to a town called Kabwe. That's where I did my early high school.
Okay.
And then went to South Africa. I was in Johannesburg to do my last 2 years of high school. That's where I completed my matric. And then I went to Boston City Campus in Johannesburg.
Yes, I did.
And then I just used to sneak into studios called, what is it called again? Sastani Studios in Balfour Park. That's where they're filming Big Brother initially. So I used to go there and watch and try to be an extra in a soap opera called Igoli. Back in the days.
You did an episode of Igoli.
Yeah, I did. Back in the days.
Igoli was like the place of gold.
Of course.
That's correct. I was in high school then, like I was just like a small little somebody. So so entertainment and art has always been a part of my life because both parents were very active in music.
My dad
took it a little professional because he was in the government. So every time he would go to different countries, he would involve himself with cultural groups. So he would play percussion and guitar. So that's pretty much where the love for music kind of like just stems from both parents.
Yeah.
So that's just like a little bit a summary of where I'm coming from. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So first things first, I actually have to do this before I even have to pose my question to you. Can you let us know what your house name is?
What do they call you at home, bro?
It can't be
what
Robbie.
Do they call me? No. So... like it all started off with my late sister. She used to call me superstar. So they call me Superstar or Uncle Rob because like I keep a lot of my nephews and nieces.
All right.
So everybody just calls me Uncle Rob. Yeah. So those two names are what you normally hear. So when you come home, it's either Superstar or Uncle Rob.
Uncle Rob. Okay, cool. Can you just tell us maybe what was your defining moment, or what would you say was that defining moment in terms of, man, I need to take this art a little bit more serious, and this could actually be what I'm going to live off, so to say.
I would say it was when I was in the early stages of high school. I became a club DJ, so I used to run away from home.
Wow.
And, I met this man who eventually became a member of parliament, and he said, you know what, if this is really what you want to do, then you'd fight tooth and nail to be who you want to be. And it kind of like stuck in there and started thinking, if I don't make sacrifices for something that I'm passionate about, then I don't think I'm ever going to do this.
Mm.
And it was after that conversation that my elder brother, my late brother, he practically picked up a hi-fi system from our home and took it to his friend's party and said, this is my brother and he's willing to perform if you give him a chance. And that's how like it really started. So it kind of like that started from there where I had to fight for people to believe in me. And it took my elder brother and my late sister to say, let him do what he wants to do, you know.
Mm.
So it was at that stage that I felt like, okay, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
The road was long, of course. I did not become a sensation right there and then. I think it took me about 7 years or so before I could actually even strike my first hit single. So, yeah.
I really want to find out, just real quick, Roberto. Like you, you always had this African view.
Yeah.
Right? Like you were always a pan-Africanist. Like you, man, you, like, I'm saying this because like I've been following your career since 15 years ago.
Mm.
Okay.
You, why is this important to you? Like, why is an African collaboration important to you? And let's put away the whole, oh my God, it's going to be good for my numbers, it's going to be good for the label. Let's talk about us as Africans, because remember today is the day of the African child, right? But I want to understand from you, why is this important? Because oh my goodness, you have made efforts of collaborating with Africans. Why is this important for you?
It is so important for us because we need to be reminded that we are practically one. You know, we might have different names for some of our local cuisines, but do you know that it's one and the same? If you came here,
that's
you'd
true.
Enjoy pretty much the same meals that you have there. Only
do
that
they
the
have
name
Kapana that side?
Kapana...
What do they call it? What do they call it, though?
So, let me get this right. Kapana is like pap, right?
No, Kapana is meat, like bright meat. Like, you just literally cut the meat up like in strips.
Yes. Apologies. So, Kapana, what we call the meat, we call them meat chops. But here it used to be known as meat chops, but then they slang it to meat chopo. Meat chopo, yeah. So it's supposed to be meat chops, but then they just made it sound as meat chopo, yeah. So it's exactly the same. It's meat, it's stripped up like that, small pieces, and then you can dry it and that sort of thing, and you sell it to market and that sort of thing.
Mm.
We have that here. So, for example, your pap here is known as Nshima, okay? So it's one and the same thing. That we enjoy.
Chima,
so,
Shifima,
yes, our cultures are one and the same. And for me, it's about connecting the dots and connecting Africa. I've had conversations with some of your artists from there, and we've been talking about collaborations, not because it's for the numbers, but come on, like, I want to come and perform in Namibia, and I want people to know my music.
Of course,
and I need
bro,
to do the
yeah.
same for my brothers. When they come here, people should know them.
100%.
Yeah. If I can introduce 200 people to music by an artist from Namibia, then I'm doing my part.
Mm.
It's not even about YouTube numbers or Instagram numbers, but it's about connecting. It simply means someone will know something about someone in the media. So that's for me, that's very important.
Mm. So, yeah. Mr. Robert Shindamba Banda.
Hey!
Correct. Yeah. Oh, my God. You got it right. OMG.
It's a different level here, sir. It's a different level here, sir.
What's your house number?
Exactly. What's your social security? Everything, my guy.
So, listen.
Passport number.
What would you say is, you know, or not even is, actually, what would you say are some of those artists of Namibia that you have been watching for quite a while and you would love to collaborate with them, one? And who would you say on the African continent, especially now that we're talking about being African, collaborating, would you like to collaborate with that you still haven't collaborated with?
Of course, one of my closest friends is King Titi. Oh, man. I've been privileged to come to Namibia a few times, and this brother always makes time to, you know, say hi, or we meet up. We've had several conversations and the likes, of course. I'm just a fan of his music, and to be in a space where someone thinks the way you think is always amazing, you know. It's always amazing for me. I've also, of course, linked up with Gao Level before.
Yes.
So, yes. A long time ago, in fact, I did a song for my artist with Ease. I think it's known as Ease.
Oh, my God. You did something with Ease, my guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, a long time ago. Of course, not forgetting Gaza. Gaza's been an amazing brother.
Of course,
brother.
He's the legend out here, 11, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's lots of love and respect to Gaza. I did some stuff with Adora a long time ago, Fishman a long time ago. So
Fishman,
K2 Illest. So it's always a love and honor and respect to all these guys. For me, I feel like I cannot be playing on a local radio station in another country without paying homage,
of course,
to artists that are setting trends. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean. You earn respect by giving respect.
As you're actually speaking right now, an idea is coming to mind. We have a new kid on the blog, and this one is, okay, he's really something, and he's very, very talented. What's Jaden from Ochuarongo?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see Jaden collaborate with Roberto. Also, he did a song with Adora.
I'm on my Instagram right now.
Adora. Right, so maybe also just check your, we'll send it to you after the show, but you can also check YouTube. Okay. He did a song with Adora Simdia, but there's also Waters. Waters is our international award winning. He won was an award at Metro Awards, right? You should definitely check them out. Honestly, I think something great can actually come out of it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So hold that thought, Roberto. Hold that thought, Roberto.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of a surprise for you. And and we're going to surprise you with it right after this. Don't go anywhere, my Buddha.
I know where you live if you hang up.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Park assist. Break assist. 102.9 Fresh FM, the heart and soul of Namibia.
Again, in the famous words of Desiré Mathias, our presidential spokesperson for the youth, in the land of the brave, she said, "Fear NSK and Shekwan. Fear those two, because those two, they will get you to tears. Oh my goodness, they will." Roberto?
Oh. Hi.
Are you ready, my guy?
He sounds,
I'm about to get it.
He sounds like scared.
Serious induction to the Grammy?
He said Grammys. We would love that.
Of course. Why not? I mean, Trevor Noah is hosted that for the last 2 years.
Yep.
We will be there, Roberto. I promise you. We will be there, my guy. Roberto, I need you to listen to this. Are you listening, my guy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, what up, my Fresh FM family? It's the homie Kachinga, a.k.a. Mr. 260. And I want to send a big shout-out to my brother representing Zambia, representing the 260, Roberto the Superstar. Hey, yo, Roberto, my man. Yo, I don't even know where to begin, man. But all I can say is, here are your flowers, my brother. Thank you so much for what you've done for, like, Zambian music. Zambia, we have a saying where we say Zambia Kuchalo, which pretty much means Zambia to the world. And Roberto is one of the guys in the front line that's putting Zambia to the world, man. Hit after hit, this guy's representing us. And yo, man, we're proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Your new record, that's some fire, fire, fire stuff right there, bro. You know, back home, we're always going to support you, even when you're out there. And shout out to my people in Namibia. Keep supporting Roberto. You support Roberto, keep supporting Zambian music, man. At the end of the day, it's one love, it's one Africa. You know the vibes. 260, baby.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow, I'm getting goosebumps. I didn't even expect that.
Do you even remember the first time that you the first time that you met Kachinga?
I met Kachinga like a long time ago. And I've been long time ago when he was on the Copper Belt, and we had some events in one of the towns, and they literally drove almost like an hour just to come and interview us, and he was new in the industry and the game. So I've seen him grow, and to see where he is today is just amazing, you know. That's why I always say that in this industry, you cannot hate on anybody, because at some point you will cross paths with somebody that knows somebody, and you have to appreciate each other. So I really appreciate Kachinga and everything that he's doing.
But here's the thing though, Roberto.
Yeah.
You're dealing with an above average crew here.
So that was like just a teaser.
That was just a teaser, sir.
Oh my God. We're about to get a message from the president.
That would be crazy though. But hold that thought, Roberto. Listen to this.
Okay.
Yo, Roberto. What's good, man? It's your boy, Holster. I just want to tell everyone that Roberto is one of the coolest and nicest people that you ever meet. He's always innovating, always bigging up young artists, bringing us together in the Zambian music industry and the African music industry. And I just want to tell him, thank you for that. Amarula, banger for life, like forever. I remember when he, you know, put my crew Zone Fam on the Amarula remix. That was huge, man. That was big. So big up to him. Bro, keep doing your thing. Keep doing that good work. One.
Wow. Wow. You guys, what are you doing?
Exactly that.
What are you doing? Oh, man. I haven't felt this appreciated in a long time, man. This is so special. I have no words, man. This is probably the best interview I've had in years.
Oh, snap!
Man, you guys are making me start tearing up, man.
This is so special, man.
Yeah, trust me, man. I'm really moved.
I've got one last message for you, Roberto. I've got one last message for you.
I'm going to keep quiet now.
This message is from someone who you met in Namibia. He is Zambian, but he lives in Namibia.
Yeah.
And it's someone that you have conversations with all the time.
I know who it is.
have a listen, my guy.
Ayo, okay. What the deal is, this is Tuffy Road. Roberto, time to give you your flowers. But before I get there, big thank you to NSK as well as Shaquan for this great initiative on Fresh FM. Nice. Let's take up your journey in a quick snapshot, my brother. 13 years ago, I met you, very humble, very, very considerate of other people around you, when you knew you're going to be very, very big. Starting up with Dear Love. And then you had a song titled Take My Hand with Shaiman Shaizo back from Zambia. And then you took it down to Namibia with Namibia's renowned female artist Adora with a song titled Mvela Munshe. Nice collaboration, by the way. And then you took it down to East Africa with Nava, I Will Wait. Nice song, my brother. Then you came back to Namibia again. Hey, must be a nice place. You had a song titled Killer Love with Fishman and Tonics from East Africa. Then also you teamed up with a very renowned female artist from East Africa, Vanessa Mdee, with a song titled Vitamin U. And then we had a nice and easy song titled Good Woman, which I'm hoping that NSK and Shaquan will play. loved by many, by the way, my brother. And then on the Tuffy Road Top 20, you had stayed there for quite a number of times at number one with every single that you dropped. Yeah. And then you took the world by storm with a song titled Amarula.
Yes.
I saw the challenges around the world. In Sweden, I saw it in Brazil, I saw it in Germany, I saw it in Asia. Amarula still remains to be a hit song and will always be a hit song. By the way, there's something that you did for so many artists when you called yourself Roberto Zambia on social media. Mm. I noted that some other artists started using their name and the country they come from. Mm. A good initiative. Remain Roberto Zambia. So from me, Tuffy Roll, take it easy, my brother, and wishing you all the best. Peace, love, and happiness.
Roberto, my guy, you still there? Ah, we seem to have lost Roberto.
Yeah,
we seem to have lost. Yeah, let's just quickly get home of Roberto once again. Ah, come on. We're having technical what? Can you believe this?
No way. We
need to get hold of Roberto. He needs to listen to that last, especially that last message once again. Let's just quickly try and get hold of it.
Yeah.
DJ Chinchilla. You is on standby, my good sir.
Always.
Okay. Let's get it. DJ Chinchilla is in the building. We'll get hold of Roberto one more time and then we'll close off this conversation. Stick around.
To connect. See the latest in-studio pictures on Instagram by following.
It's Namibia Sahara and so we managed to get hold of Roberto once again. Technical what is not going to stop us from completing this conversation. Roberto, we were in the midst of of playing a voice note for you, okay? From Tuffy Row. We're going to complete that voice note once again for you. Have a listen, my good sir.
Okay.
With a song titled Mvela Munshe. Nice collaboration, by the way. And then you took it down to East Africa with Nava, I Will Wait. Nice song, my brother. Then you came back to Namibia again. Hey, must be a nice place. You had a song titled Killer Love with Fishman and Tonics from East Africa. Then also you teamed up with a very renowned female artist from East Africa, Vanessa MD, with a song titled Vitamin U. And then we had a nice and easy song titled Good Woman, which I'm hoping that NSK and Shaquan will play. loved by many, by the way, my brother.
Yeah.
And then on the Tuffy Road Top 20, you had stayed there for quite a number of times at number one with every single that you dropped. And then you took the world by storm with a song titled Amarula. I saw the challenges around the world. In Sweden, I saw it in Brazil, I saw it in Germany, I saw it in Asia. Amarula still remains to be a hit song and will always be a hit song. By the way, there's something that you did for so many artists when you called yourself Roberto Zambia on social media. I noted that some other artists started using their name and the country they come from. A good initiative. Remain Roberto Zambia.
Yeah.
So from me, Tuffy Roll, take it easy, my brother, and wishing you all the best. Yeah. Peace, love, and happiness.
Roberto.
Thank you so much. Hey, you guys, this is the best day. Wow, this is cool. Absolutely amazing. I love it.
But apart from all of that, we still have a brand new song that we're going to debut right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul, my man.
Yes.
Shaquan and I, we love Solo. Tell us about Solo, my man.
Well, Solo was inspired by highs and lows that people go through. You have people that probably have been single parents and then they eventually meet someone that accepts them the way they are. There are people who go through a lifetime of not finding the right person and then eventually they find your Mr. or Mrs. Right. Like Taekwondo would say, the future Mrs. Husband. You know what I mean? So,
wow!
You know what I mean? So it's really just about finding your soulmate and being able to appreciate them for what they do in your life. Reigniting that passion and fire in you just to say, listen, I can now do anything in life because I've got someone that means something to me.
Yeah.
And I wanted that to sink in to say, no longer solo in life. You know how many people are battling loneliness and relationship issues, and then when they find someone, man, they don't even have a song to appreciate that person. This song is meant to really just reignite passion and love in someone's relationship somewhere.
So we're going to debut officially right now, Roberto. Roberto, we want to thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate, my guy. You know that you're a friend of Namibia. You're a friend of the brand Fresh FM.
Yeah.
And listen, one day when you go eventually win that Grammy or BET, please remember NSK and Shikwan.
Remember this moment.
I'm making something for you guys. Trust me, 100%. Like, what you've done today is just so surreal. I'm really super excited. Thank you so much. You've brightened my day, 100%. So, big ups to you guys.
All right, cheers, Roberto. Thank you so much. Hold that thought. We are going to officially debut Roberto's brand new song, Zambian Superstar.
Yes.
After all, this is all about the continent, Shaquan. We are one, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's why we celebrated Africa Day the way we did this year, isn't it? So let's get to it right now.
Extra, 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 extra. Learn one is extra.
I need extra, extra lessons, extra
.com. All the freshest content from our Fresh FM personalities on freshfm.com.na.
It is 9:46. We just had a conversation with superstar Roberto. Come on, man. And we literally brought him to his tears. But he's got a brand new song, okay? He's got a brand new song. We're going to debut it. And what DJ Chinchilla is going to do is he's going to continue with the mix right about now. Brand new on Namibia's Heart and Soul.